Ain't you glad you serve a God you can talk to today? Stand with me all over this house as our worship team goes down. We turn to the word of the Lord today. Give me some monitor up here, sound man. Amen. I want to take you this precious day to the book of Proverbs, the third chapter. Proverbs, the third chapter. Begin reading in verse 5, Proverbs 3 and 5. When you get there, shout out amen real loud. Amen. I do have something that I feel that the Lord has placed in my spirit today. Amen. And I want to share it with this body. I'm so thankful to be in the house of the Lord today. I'm so thankful to be numbered with God's people. Amen. Our junior church may be dismissed. I believe most already are. If there's any more that want to go to junior church, they are downstairs for your children. The book of Proverbs, the third chapter and the fifth verse. Amen. We're going to turn to the word of the Lord today. Amen. How many have enjoyed the worship in this house today? Amen. I'm thankful to be in a church that worships the Lord, and I'm thankful to have a God that inhabits our praises. Amen. That is a wonderful combination today. The book of Proverbs, the third chapter, the fifth verse. Amen. We're going to turn to the word of the Lord. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. I'm going to say that one more time. And I want you to place special emphasis upon the word all today. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. How many know our own understanding will get us in a whole bunch of trouble? But we are to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. Amen. In all thy ways, all thy ways, acknowledge him. Not when you want to, not when you feel like it, not in some of your ways, but in all your ways, acknowledge the Lord, and he will direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and it shall be marrow to thy bones. But honor the Lord with thy substance. Man, this is what Brother PJ was talking about just a few moments ago. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My prayer is today that by the time you leave this place, you will have a much deeper view of the word trust. I believe there's a lot of people in this place today that feel that they're trusting in the Lord. But I believe the Lord wants to reveal to us a much deeper view, a much deeper version of the word trust. Thank you for standing so long today. I've chosen for a subject today, the totality of trust. The totality of trust. Before you're seated, let's lift a praise offering unto the Lord today. If you're thankful that he woke you up this morning, if you're thankful that you're cancer free, if you're thankful that there's blood flowing through your vessel and you got a heart that's beating, and you got lungs that are breathing, and you got food in your cabinet, and you got gas in your car, would you give him a hand clap of praise today? Oh, he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy of all of our praise today. And I want to speak to you over the next few moments on this subject, the totality of trust. Amen. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. Man, I pray that the Lord will speak something into your spirit today. What a wonderful time of worship. we've had in this place today. Amen. I was reading this week as I was studying, I was reading a story this week about a lady who adopted a dog named Rudy. Just days before he was scheduled to be euthanized, this lady adopted this precious dog. The lady was a single woman in her 50s, so the relationship with the dog to her was very meaningful. You know, statistics show that older folks who are single and have a pet to love, studies show that they tend to live longer. So they find their relationships with their pets, someone to spend time with, they find it meaningful. This lady and Rudy had developed a habit of having a bedtime snack before they go to bed each night. I've heard my wife say that many times to her little dog, Bella. You want a bedtime snack before we go to bed, Bella? Just give that little dog a little piece of cheese or something just to make it feel special, you know. This lady tells Rudy each night, she says, you want to have a bedtime snack, Rudy? And her and Rudy would enjoy a bedtime snack. And then they'd head off to bed. And she'd get in her bed and Rudy would get into his bed, his little doggy bed, which was right beside her bed. But one night it didn't go that way. One night as she gave Rudy his snack and they went off to bed, Rudy didn't want to get in his bed. Rudy jumped up on her bed and he commenced to licking her in the face. She was frustrated by this. And she finally got him to lay down in his bed, but it was the next night was the same thing. And the next night was the same thing. And the next night was the same thing. The dog did not want to lay in its bed. The dog wanted to jump in bed with her and to lick her in the face. Quickly, the dog began to develop the habit of not just licking her in the face when it was bedtime, but when she would sit on the couch, the dog would jump up on the couch and commence to licking her in the face. This was very unlike Rudy. He was a very well-trained dog. And she had considered taking Rudy back to obedience school. When all of a sudden it dawned on her that every time the dog would jump up in her lap, it would lick her in the exact same spot on her face. So she went to the doctor. She felt silly even telling the doctor why she was there, but somehow the doctor agreed to do some tests upon that part of her face. It turned out that this woman had osteosarcoma, which is a form of bone cancer. And this dog had recognized the cancer within her face. She had a small tumor that was lodged in her jaw. It could not be seen from the outside. It could not be felt with the touching of the hand. But somehow the instinct of Rudy knew that the tumor was there. She had the tumor removed. She did some rounds of chemotherapy. And today the woman is still alive and well. But can I tell you, the doctor said that if she had waited until the tumor could be felt or seen, the cancer would have most likely have been terminal. If the dog had not recognized the tumor, if this woman had not trusted Rudy to save her life, if this woman had not trusted the instinct of the dog, the cancer most likely would have killed her. Can I tell you that trusting in the right things will save your life? Can I tell you that it's equally true, trusting in the wrong things will cost you your life. Amen. I think it's time that we learn as the people of God to trust in the Lord with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our mind today. Amen. To trust is to have complete confidence in. To trust is to depend on. To trust is to place in the care of another or to entrust. That's what the word trust is according to the dictionary. The term that we read in our text today, trust in the Lord, appears in Scripture 19 times. I think that the Lord is telling us that it might be just a little bit important for us to learn to trust in the Lord. Amen. I think it might be that the Lord is telling us that we need to stop being distracted by the irrelevant and learn to put our trust in the Lord today. Hallelujah. What you trust in matters. What you put your trust in matters today. Amen. And what you put your trust in today can save your life. Amen. Because the Bible teaches us if any man save his life, he shall lose it. But if any man gives up his life for my name's sake, the Lord said, he shall save it. Amen. I think it's time that we learn to put our trust in the Lord. The word, the term that is used in our text today, to trust in the Lord, appears in Scripture 19 times. The word trust has been terribly diminished in our culture today. The word trust is something that is a four-letter word instead of a five-letter word. We are not taught to trust. We are actually taught to distrust. We are actually taught to distrust. Amen. We have not been taught to trust. Amen. So trusting in the Lord is something that has to be instilled in us. Amen. And trusting in the Lord is literally overcoming our mistrust. Can you say amen today? Church deals are no longer done on a handshake. You know why? Because we don't trust people. Come on. Listen, people's word mean nothing to them anymore, which leads us to not trust people. Documents are now signed along with 5 to 10 copies of the same thing. Have you bought a house lately? Have you bought a car lately? Have you bought anything lately? You got to sign on the dotted line and then you got to sign 10 copies of the same document. Why? Because we are taught to not trust. Deals are no longer made on a handshake. We can't trust anything that people say. We can't trust our government. We can't trust our educational system. We can't trust our judicial system. We can't trust our media. We can't trust our television. We can't trust our newspapers. We can't trust our radios. And the sad part is sometimes we can't even trust our own hearts. Because the heart is deceitful. Above all things, the Bible says, who shall know it? The heart is deceitful, and sometimes we can't even trust our own selves. Amen. We can't even trust our own selves sometimes. The sad part is we have allowed this mistrust to creep its way into the church. The sad part is we have allowed this mistrust and the abuse of trust to slip its way into our relationship with God. Can I tell you today, it's time for the church to get back to trusting God. Can I tell you it's time for the church to get back to trusting its leadership? Can I tell you it's time for the church to get back to trusting the anointed preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ today? Because we have allowed mistrust to slip into our lives Amen. And it's time that we view trust through a much deeper lens. Trust is not superficial. Trust is not shallow, but trust is a deep thing. Amen. And we got to realize today that we have been taught to mistrust. We have not been taught to trust. Listen, true trust in the Lord today is more than paying your tithes. God, I'm going to say that one more time, because some people think they're going to get to heaven because they pay tithes. Can I tell you, trusting in the Lord goes much deeper than you giving some money out of your pocket today. Can I tell you today that trusting in the Lord is much more than faithful church attendance. Come on, going to church every Sunday won't get you to heaven. But missing church every Sunday might keep you from heaven. But listen, trusting in the Lord is much more than faithful church attendance. Trusting in the Lord is much more than living a separated life. Amen. I believe in the doctrine of separation. I believe in living holy. I believe in living godly. I believe in coming out from amongst them and being ye separate, saith the Lord. I believe in these things. But trusting in the Lord is more than living a separated life. Amen. Trusting in the Lord is more than forgiving someone who has wronged you. Huh? Come on, listen, just because you forgive your neighbor don't mean you're going to go to heaven. Trusting in the Lord is more than that. Trusting in the Lord is more than believing God for someone else's healing. Trusting in the Lord is the highest level of faith. Trusting in the Lord is the highest level of faith. And when Job said those words, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. He was displaying the totality of trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, it wasn't just words coming out of his mouth. It was not just thoughts that was coming out of his mind. It was not just emotions that was coming out of his heart. He was expressing that he trusted in the Lord with all of his heart. When he lost everything financially, he trusted in the Lord. When boils came up on his body physically, he trusted in the Lord. When his friends turned their back on him emotionally, he trusted in the Lord. Amen. To say you trust in the Lord is one thing, but the totality of trusting in the Lord is another thing. Come on, church, I don't want to be a shallow servant today. I don't want to be a shallow, I don't want to be a superficial child of God today. I don't want to be somebody who puts on my Sunday best and comes to church and goes out and does anything I want to do. I don't want to be a superficial child of God. I want my life to be an example of his goodness and of his mercy. I want my life to be an example of totally trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ today. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to leave it all behind me in pursuit of him. I want to put my life in his hands today. I don't want to interfere with what God has for me in my life. I want to trust in the Lord totally. When my mind plays tricks on me, and trust me, your mind will play tricks on you. If you say it doesn't, you're a liar. Come on, and every liar is going to have their part in the lake of fire. Listen, when your mind plays tricks on you, I want to find myself trusting in the Lord. Come on, listen, somebody, when my heart plays tricks on me, I want to find myself trusting in the Lord. When my body plays tricks on me, I want to find myself trusting in the Lord. When the preacher is preaching, he's aiming at your heart. You know, the goal of every preacher when he's standing behind the sacred desk is to get into the hearts of the people that he's preaching to. And you know what? The desire of every teacher, listen, on Sundays we come into this place, we preach to people, we're hoping that the Lord will get a hold of their heart. We're hoping that something I say will cause Greg to stand out of his seat at the end of this service and come up here and lift his hands unto the Lord. But when you get up here behind this sacred desk on Tuesday nights and you begin to teach, your aim changes to the minds of the individuals that you're teaching. So preaching is for the heart, but teaching is for the mind. Amen. So on the midweek service, when the teacher gets up here, amen, he's aiming at the minds of the individuals that he's teaching to. He's trying to convince them of the necessity of trusting in the Lord. Listen, Jesus said to his disciples, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind." I propose to you today, it's going to take more than a preacher preaching to you on Sunday. I propose to you, it's going to take more than a teacher teaching to you on Tuesday. It's going to take more than you searching your soul all week long until you get to the house of God. It's going to take all three things for us to fulfill what Jesus told us to do, and that's love the Lord with all of your heart, love the Lord with all of your soul, and love the Lord with all of your mind. Amen. All your soul searching, all your heart, the preaching, all your mind, the teaching. It's going to take it all today. Church, you cannot submit unto God without total trust. You cannot obey God without total trust. God is going to ask you to do some things that you don't want to do. And if you don't trust Him, you're not going to do it. If you don't believe Him, you're not going to do it. I'm hoping today to help you see trust through a much deeper lens. Amen. You can't entrust God with your life. You cannot entrust God with your finances. You cannot entrust God with your mind or with your health of your body if you don't trust Him. And if you don't trust Him totally. Church, it's impossible to please God without faith. Trust is the highest level of faith. It's one thing to say you trust God. It's another thing when you can't see what He's doing, but you trust Him anyway. It's another thing when you're in the valley and it's dark and times are hard and the bills ain't paid and somebody's sick. It's one thing to trust God when there's money in the bank, when your body's feeling good, when the marriage is in good shape, when everything's going well and all the bills are paid. But it's another thing to trust God when you're in the valley. It's another thing to trust God when everything is wrong and you can't see what God is doing in your life. But I propose to you today, that is the totality of trust. Trusting God when you cannot see what He is doing. I tell you what you can trust today. The devil is predestined to be defeated. I got one amen on that. I'm going to say it again and see if I can get two. The devil is predestined to be defeated. My God, the devil is predestined to be defeated. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, the Bible says. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel, the Lord said. Amen. You can trust that the gates of hell, church, will not prevail. The gates of hell will not prevail. You can trust that no weapon formed against you is going to prosper as long as you totally put your trust in the Lord today. As long as you totally put your trust in the Lord today, you can trust that He'll make your enemies your footstool. You can trust that He'll make your crooked places straight. You can trust that you can have a marriage that's blessed by God if it's a marriage that's built upon trust in God's Word. You can trust, amen, as long as you receive preaching, as long as you receive teaching, as long as you're faithful to giving to God, and as long as you search your soul, you can trust the Lord will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you will not be able to contain. And as well as the devil is predestined for defeat, the church is predestined for victory. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad today? Ain't you glad that you're on the winning side? Ain't you glad that victory belongs to the people of God? Ain't you glad, oh, victory shall be mine. If I hold my peace, if I let the Lord fight my battles, victory, oh, victory shall be mine. Amen. If I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battles, victory shall be mine. Thanks be to God, which giveth us victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Church, you can totally trust him because you're the church of the living God. Your loins are girt about with truth. Come on, somebody. Come on, you got what you need. The Lord has already given it to you. You got what you need today. You're the church of the living God. Your delight is in the law of God. Your delight is in the law of the Lord. You're like a tree that's been planted by rivers of living water. You're a fruitful bough, Joseph. Come on, you're a fruitful bough. You're an overcomer, Gad. You're a lion's whelp, Judah. You're going to destroy your enemy, Benjamin. And you're going to divide his spoils long as you put your total trust in the Lord. Church, trust is more than a heart matter. Trust is more than a mind matter. Trust is more than a soul matter. Trust is all of these above. Trust is a beautiful thing. Trust is an everything matter. It all, every bit of it depends on whether you totally trust in the Lord or not. Listen, worry is the opposite of trust. Worry is an easy road. It's the first road your flesh decides to run down when things get hard. Worry is an easy road. Trust is a high road. Let me tell you something. Trust, the high road of trust may be harder sometimes, but the view is much more beautiful. Huh? Worry is an ugly thing, but trust is a beautiful thing today. Trusting in the Lord is a beautiful thing. Shakespeare said, where worry lodges, sleep will never lie. Have you ever noticed when you're worried about something, it'll take your rest from you? When you worry about something, when you lay down in your bed at night, you'll find yourself not being able to go to sleep. I find myself up at night over people in this church because I worry about their souls. Amen. Listen to me today. Worry is an ugly thing, but trusting in the Lord is a beautiful thing. Shakespeare said, where worry lodges, sleep will never lie. There's an old Jewish proverb that says, worms will eat you while you're dead, but worry, my friend, will eat you while you're alive. Come on, let me tell you something. Worry will destroy you today. It's time to put it in the hands of the Lord. It's time to stop trusting God superficially. It's time to stop trusting God when you want to. It's time to stop trusting God when everything's good and start trusting the Lord totally all the time, no matter how bad everything gets. It's time to trust him totally today. Worms will eat you when you're dead, but worry will eat you while you're alive. Church, there's a peace that's available to every born-again child of God. There's a peace that's available to everybody that's been born again of the water and of the Spirit. There's a peace that surpasses all of our understanding. I will never forget my brother Carl standing at his only child's funeral and preaching that boy's funeral. Let me tell you something. Trusting in God is trusting when everything is wrong. Trusting in God is not superficial. Trusting in God is not shallow. Amen. There's a much deeper version of trust. Amen. Thank God there's a peace that's available to us that have been born again of the water and of the Spirit. There's a peace available to us that surpasses all of our carnal understanding. Proverbs 30:5 says, every word of God is pure. Every word of God is pure. The Lord is a shield. He's a shield. He's a shield to them that put their trust in him. If you want the Lord to look out for you, you're going to have to learn to trust him totally. Not just when it's convenient. Not just when you feel like it. Not just when you want to. But all the time. Though he yet slay me, yet will I trust him. Though everything is wrong. Though everything is going wrong. Though everything is falling apart. God has a plan. God has a plan. And I will trust him. Church, it's time to quit leaning on our own understanding. It's time to put our trust in the Lord today. It's time to quit trying to make sense out of everything we come across. And it's time to put our trust in the Lord today. Stand with me quickly as the musicians come to the podium today. I'm talking to you about the totality of trust. Not a superficial version. You hear people say, I trust my wife. I trust my husband. I trust my boyfriend. I trust my girlfriend. Then you find yourself in there trying to get in the passcode on their phone. Huh? That's like saying you trust God only in the good times. You're only deceiving yourself. God knows whether you trust him or not. God knows whether you'll place your whole life in his hands or not. Trust is much deeper than we think it to be. Our total trust needs to be in the Lord today. The most deceived people on earth are those that put their trust in themselves. I've seen people that put their trust in their own abilities. People who think they're all that in a bag of chips. People think that they can handle anything on their own. Any financial situation, any health situation, they can handle it on your own. You're deceived. You're deceived. The most deceived people on earth are those that put their trust in themselves. Our trust belongs to the Lord. Our trust in totality belongs to the Lord today. Our trust needs to be in him or we are deceived. To trust and obey God is the substance of living for God. You can't live for God without trusting God. You can't love God with all your heart if you don't trust him. Come on, there's people under the sound of my voice today. There's things in your life that you're holding on to. There's things in your life that you're trying to fix on your own. I come to tell you today, you can't fix it on your own. It's time for you to stop with the superficial trust. Quit searching God's cell phone. It's time that you totally trust him today. It's time you trust him with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind today. To trust and obey God is the substance of living for God. To trust and obey your leadership is the substance of abiding in the body of Christ. Let me tell you something. If you don't trust me as your pastor, I can't lead you. If you don't trust me as your pastor, I cannot help you. Because growth is dependent upon trust. Trust is not a shallow thing, church. Trust is a deep thing. The inability to trust because of the culture that we live in is something that we must keep out of the church. The inability to trust because of the world that we live in is something we got to keep out of our walk with God. We got to trust him. Though all hell assail me, I shall not be moved. Though he yet slay me, yet will I trust him. Even when everything's going wrong, we need to put our trust in the Lord. If a woman can trust a dog named Rudy to save her life, why can't the children of the Most High God trust him to save theirs? Come on, it's time that we totally trust the Lord today. It's time we stop with the lip service. It's time we stop with all of this shallow stuff and we really give ourselves to the Lord today. It's time that we totally trust Him. Church, we serve an indescribable God. Webster has no words for Him. He can't be defined. He's an indescribable God today. He's one that can be trusted. You can put your trust in the Lord today and you will never live to regret it. Come on, child of God. Get out of your seat today. Come to the front of this church and express to the Lord and tell Him you're ready to put your total trust in Him today. There's people under the sound of my voice as we get ready to sing this song. These altars are open. If you're ready to say, Lord, I'm tired of holding back. Lord, I'm tired of doing this thing halfway. I'm tired of saying that I put my trust in you, but when times get hard, I get weak. If you're ready to totally trust the Lord today, as we sing this song, I want you to get out of that seat.